Good morning. Good morning, my friends. Welcome to the podcast. Hello, fears from Michelle Poehler. You know, in the beginning, I started that book. It was challenging for me, Marie-Pierre. You know, like she's very like Sex in the City girls type of girl, you know, like, whoa. But I absolutely love it, you know, in a very unique way. It's just amazing the way every concept is spot on. So welcome to today's podcast, my friends. We're closing off chapter 7. We are wrapping up the power-packed chapter of Michelle Poehler, Hello Fears. Today, we're going to dive into the concept of X-ray vision, the clarity to see through our fears and the courage to ask ourselves, what is the best thing that can happen? What is the best thing that can happen? Most people always are focused on what is the worst thing that can happen. But what is the best thing that can happen? The question isn't just a thought. It's like the doorway, the gateway to overcoming those hard obstacles. Melanie Miller, when she left for Australia, and I had given her her new schedule for Australia, she says it's daunting. So I learned a new word with her, okay? Daunting. And I realized in the video of the Harvard professor, when he talks about cooking, he says it's daunting. So it's a couple of times I like this word. So let's put it this way, overcoming those daunting obstacles that often feel heavy as bricks. Hey, Monique, not bad, with my English? I'm getting better and better, eh? Tell me with who you hang around and I'll tell you who you are. Okay, so let's begin first, before I dive in the rest of the introduction, with the sharing, Marie-Pierre. Over to you so they can help us share and in the right platforms. And I'm going to take advantage right now to share to my sister.
Yes. So you can share if you are live with us on Podbean or if you are live with us on Facebook. You always have at the bottom of your screen, just beside where you write your comments, you can share. So with the arrow, you click on that and you will have all the possibilities. So if you are on Podbean, you will see that you have all the different social media platforms that you can share, but you also have the possibility to share by Messenger and by text message. And yes, when it's personalized, people will click on it. And if you are on Facebook, you will see that you have all the possibility. So on your personal profile, on your story, on your business page, the VIP group, all the group that you have, you can share everywhere on Facebook. So it's really with your help that we can reach the most people that need to level up.
Yes, exactly. The more we are leveling up, the more we can level up ourselves. I just came off the mastermind with Sylvain, Jean-Philippe and Marie-Pierre. And I asked Sylvain, okay, please, I'm counting on you on your 25 messenger messages, fam. We call it, messaging people to join the Tupperware opportunity, right? And I want to make sure he keeps doing it because I want to be able in a month from now, 2 months from now, to say to people, look, if you're doing it, it works. If you're not doing it, it doesn't work. I really love the aspect of, I'm a worker. So give me the mathematical equation and I will do the number of doors that I need to do to get one result. I'm like that oriented, right? I'm a result oriented. And, you know, one of the things that we realize, it's very hard to do it on your own. So right away, within a couple of seconds, I said to Marie-Pierre, let's bring the challenge back that people that assist somebody, okay, assist them. Because, you know, it's hard to do something that you know is going to get you to your next level. We're always willing to do what's easy, what's comfortable for us, what you know, but that's not where success is. That's not where success is. It's in the last three push-ups that you're actually building your muscles. It's not in the first three push-ups. Anyways, that being said, Jean-Philippe will bring the concept to life with real life examples. They are the proof that the power that comes from facing fears with an open heart and a courageous spirit will change your trajectory. For many of my directors in the month of February, having faced those fears of famming and actually messengering people with vocals, well, we had people end up in the top five that we would never have thought would have been in the top five. i.e. example, Ella Scott, i.e. example, Emily Brochu. And in my Anglophones, Monique, you're here with me this morning. We never had so many Anglophones in a TNT and challenge being recognized. Again, maybe it wasn't 44, but 15 is a heck of a lot of recruits. It's just that because you've got one at 44. No. Anything within the week over 7 was absolutely spectacular. So we will also cover what growth really means. Growth is a choice. I want you to write that down. Growth is a choice. Yes, it's a deliberate step forward towards becoming more of who we are meant to be. So if I want to grow, again, in my business, you gotta send messenger messages to have the right people join your team. I don't just want to put a link out there, because that's the only other thing I realized, Jean-Philippe, Marie-Pierre, the links work, but unfortunately, the links don't attract us people like us. They attract people for the deal. So they get the deal. And then what do we realize, Monique? Nobody's putting in orders. Okay, huge difference. So a lot of that, you know, I was sharing with Jean-Philippe, Marie-Pierre, and Sylvain, tracking is really the key. So another word I would write down on my paper is, do I have a tracking system for everything I do? Remember, my friends, we will either step forward into growth or step back into our safety zone and never grow. So if you had the dream like me to make $1 million a year, it's never going to happen. It only happens if I'm willing to step forward into growth, to keep doing the things that give me results. How will I know the things that give me results? I got to track. Growth demands processes. Growth demands stages of discoveries. Growth demands that we're going to be in a period of denial. Growth demands we're going to be in a period of determination. Growth demands introspection. Growth demands action. Growth demands celebration. Growth is very demanding. Growth is very, very demanding. Like, growth is very demanding, okay? So remember, it's going to require courage. I mean, that's what it is at the end of the day, to do what I don't feel like doing. It requires courage. Ask yourself, what is really scaring me? If I would do it, would it push me towards my dream life? That's the direction I want to head on. Embrace your fears, because on the other side of fear, write that down, on the other side of fear is my success. So as long as I'm doing things that don't scare the shit out of me, I'm not going to grow. I mean, it's that simple. So during the podcast, we're going to explore whether we are more focused on activation, leaning into what's the best that can happen, or are we held back by our fear of failure, okay? I've been in this game for 40 years, you know, for those that don't know me, over 40 years, guys, okay? And there's one mindset that has consistently propelled me forward. It has always been, I'm going to do this because this is the best that can happen. We're working on a new project now. Everybody would be scared shit and say, no. What's the best that can happen? Because I'm thinking of all the people that don't want to TAM or FAM or whatever you want to call it. I don't want to leave all these wonderful people out there. So my brain is continuously working. That's the outlook I want to ingrain in you in 2024, all right, guys? So before we move on, Marie-Pierre, talk to us about the contest we have going with the Millionaire of the Diamonds. Tomorrow we'll announce February's winners. Over to you, Marie-Pierre.
Yes, so tomorrow, it's so exciting. We'll have all the winners for February, but the good news is that, yes, all the challenge will continue in the month of March. So that means for everyone who contributes on our Facebook group, Les Millionnaires des Diamants, inspirational group, you will be in the draw at the end of the month for a t-shirt, Les Millionnaires des Diamants, and our top 5 will get the notebook Les Millionnaires des Diamants. And then we'll have another t-shirt for everyone who invites someone new to our Facebook group, and for everyone that joined the group during the month, so another t-shirt. And then we'll have another t-shirt that we'll draw for everyone when you post a picture with the book, with the agenda, when you receive them, when you are reading them, you want to share a part that you just read. So every time you post, make sure that you tag Maria Mariano, you tag Les Millionnaires des Diamants, and you will be in the draw for a t-shirt, Les Millionnaires des Diamants. And then the new one that we have is for everyone when you shop on our Shopify, Les Millionnaires des Diamants. So go and take a picture when you receive your items and put it on the group, so you will be in the draw for a t-shirt, Les Millionnaires des Diamants too.
Thank you so much, Marie-Pierre. And I need to get my Shopify closet. So every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday morning, I wear my Shopify. Okay. Just by the way, the millionaire of the diamond. I want to give a special thank you. I was watching. Where's Matthew? He just arrived, Lise, on Podbeam. Okay. So thank you, Lise. Probably you texted him. Where are you? Okay. Remember, if you see people that are usually there and they're not there, you got to put their faces on a milk carton and say, where are you? It's so important that people know we see when they're not there. So thank you for my Podbean team. Thank you for my Facebook team. I realize Marie-France is helping out a lot to welcome people also on Facebook. Jacqueline, thank you so much. Thank you to my Zoom team, because you have to understand, Danny, Louise, Kendra, Lise, Melissa, Monique, you're the wind beneath my wings. Like, I'm one of those people, I can't talk if I don't have an audience. I need an audience. When I was a little kid, as soon as I got three people together, I had an audience, I would dance for them. I would say jokes. Like, I've got the weirdest jokes, like you guys can imagine. None of them are funny, but you laugh because they're just so dumb, okay? I love dumb jokes. Look, Marie-Pierre, sometimes I share a few with her after hours. They just make us laugh. So with no further ado, let's step into growth together. Yes, what is the best that can happen? Over to you, Jean-Philippe and Philippe and Marie-Pierre.
Yeah, thank you, Maria. Good morning, everyone. So we want to came back a little bit of about what we have covered last week, because this is so important, because yes, you have to be at some point courageous in your life, okay, to get to the next level, to take that step, okay? And when you will be that courageous, this is where growth happens. So we talk about like, it's really hard for me in English not to say it the full word, but we have to be really careful. This is what we call the WTF am I doing zone. Okay. So I'm sure guys know exactly what it means, but this is really it. Okay. This is the moment in that journey where you have to be courageous. You tell yourself, what have I put myself into? You look around you, you feel like a fool, and you feel like you took a bad decision. But what is happening is when we get into that zone, we tend to forget our why and our mission. Because remember, our brain, it's a really good executive, but it's a really bad master. He always wants to get back to our comfort zone. So what is happening is here, our brain tend to get back to our comfort zone by making us see the worst case scenario, by seeing all the negative. So picture it as a wall, a brick wall, that you get to that point, you were excited by something, a new project, but you get to the point where you really have to commit yourself. And then you're facing a brick wall. And on each of those bricks, this is where all the fear are happening. Okay. Those bricks are saying to you, you can't, you won't succeed, you're not good enough. So those are fears. But remember, fears are not real. Fears are only a mechanism that our brain, okay, use. It wires to get you back to your comfort zone by making you visualize your worst case scenario by telling you that question. What is the worst that can happen? This is what naturally your brain will do. So now you need to tell your brain, okay, shut up. Now you listen to me, okay? And here is the real question. So now you have to be like a superhero. And if you don't feel like it, remember, like at the beginning of a podcast, Marie-Pierre has told us that you have to stand with your hands on your hips and you have to like put your nose on like a little bit more up, okay? Feel a little bit snub, okay? Look at me and then say, I can, okay? So feel like a superhero. Keep that pose, okay, a little bit. And this will give you that energy to ask the real question, okay? So your superpower is, what is the best that can happen? This is what we call the X-ray vision. Because when you tell your brain, okay, that question, what is the best that can happen from that situation? You help your brain focus on the reward instead of focusing on the fear and the critics and the risk. So really tend to focus on the reward. So Do you base your answer now, okay, on risk or on reward? Marie-Pierre has covered it last week, that we call the behavioral inhibition system. If naturally, okay, you tend to look at the risk, you are on that side. But yes, you can decide to get on the other side and tend to focus on the reward and use your behavioral activation system. So to help you do that, you need to do that exercise with a situation that happened to you in the past. So for instance, I took the moment where I did the transition from being part-time in my network marketing business to being a full-time. So I had to ask myself that question, okay? Because remember, I had a degree, a bachelor degree. I was a teacher. That was my destiny. I knew what I wanted to do. I want to become a head teacher from a high school. I want to get to the school board. I want to be that leader in that field. But at some point, yes, I had fears, but I was in my network marketing business for 9 months. And this is during the travel moment, the trip that I earned, that I ask myself this question. What is the best that can happen if I decide to do it full time? And this is where I see all the possibilities. I use my X-ray vision and I focus on, I can replace my salary, actually, and even get much more than what I will earn as a teacher. I can travel for free. I was experiencing that after 9 months. So I saw, okay, what other director had the opportunity. I can be successful because I am a worker and I have been working and being in success for 9 months. I can realize my dream. Not that I won't be able to do it as a teacher or a head school teacher, but I can realize it more quickly. I can be debt-free more quick than I thought, and I can invest in real estate, that possibility that I never thought of when I was being a teacher. So now, naturally, I was focusing on all the possibility and all the rewards that I could have with like switching it to full-time. So do that. Use a moment in your life, in your past, that you had that courage and that you decided to do that action, to decide to try that new project, that new thing, and that you are proud of. So then you will be able to look at today. What is scaring you? What are you afraid of? And then switch the question in your mind and tend to focus on the reward and tell yourself, okay, what is the best that can happen in that situation? Because when you do that, okay, you have a moment of growth. And growth is something that you can share and that's something you can inspire people with. So just to tell you a quick story that we had in the book, those people have to get through that phase, okay, the WTF am I doing stage. So somebody that like was stuttering, I hope I'm saying it well, stuttering, okay? So like he said that when he was working with one of his boss, okay, his boss, because he was really impatient, was really like kind of bullying him and not listening to him because he was stuttering. But at some point, he has decided to go talk to his boss. And he said to him, I need to tell you something and I need you to listen to me because I know that when I stutter, you don't listen. So imagine, okay, before doing that action, the WTF am I doing zone, okay, and all the scenario he was doing in his head. But because he has decided to say, what is the best that can happen? So yes, his boss paralyzed, but immediately apologized and he listened to him. And right after, everything completely changed into his relationship. Why? Because he has decided to take action by looking at what is the best that can happen in that situation. And this helped him grow and grow like personally and professionally. So now, how are you looking at that growth? Is that something that is important for you? Is that something that you see opportunity in? So to help you understand where is your stage in that process, Marie-Pierre has a questionnaire for us this morning.
Yes, thank you, Jean-Philippe. I love doing quiz. So this quiz will help you to see what kind of attitude and action that you have when it's all personal growth and development. So we know what is that growth mindset, believing in the potential of to grow, the change through application, practice, and effort. But we'll see that with the question, it's all about thinking how you typically respond to various situations in your life, because it's a self-assessment that can provide the insight in how much you already embody a growth mindset and where there might be opportunity to foster this perspective even more. So I have 10 questions for you, 10 situations that you can answer A, B, C, or D for each one. And at the end, I will give you the answer. So let's start with number one. It's about taking control of your happiness. So when I encounter a challenging situation, I, A, feel overwhelmed and blame external circumstances. B, I look for external solution to improve the situation. C, I seek support from others but feel somewhat helpless. Or D, I focus on what I can control and take action to improve my mood and situation. Number two. When we talk about achieving goals, so to achieve my life goals, I A, dream about them, but rarely make concrete plans. B, I make plans, but struggle to follow through consistently. C, I discuss my goal with friends and family for advice. Or D, I regularly set specific actionable steps and review my progress. Number three. About the effort to achieve your goal. So when you are trying to achieve a goal, do you A, easily give up when faced with obstacle? B, try a few times but lose motivation if success isn't immediate? C, I rely on others to guide and motivate me? Or D, I persistently seek solution and learn from setback until I succeed? Number four, about the negative opinion. So when you are making decision, do you A, often seek approval from other to ensure that I'm on the right track? B, I consider other opinions, but sometimes doubt my own choices. C, I listen to the feedback, but ultimately follow what's popular or trending. Or D, I trust my intuition and my value, even when others will disagree. Number five, you are the hero of your own life. So how do you view your life? A, as a series of events happening to me over which I have little control. B, influenced by external factor with some personal input. C, a balance between taking charge and adapting to circumstances. Or D, a journey where I am in control and actively shape my destiny. Number six, how do you perceive growth and freedom? So you see your personal growth, A, as a challenging and sometimes unnecessary, B, as something beneficial but not always a priority, C, as something I engage in when times will allow me, and D, as essential to expanding my abilities and choices in life. Number seven, so choosing to grow. How do you approach your personal growth? A, something that will happen naturally, I don't focus on it. B, something that is important, but often secondary to other responsibilities. C, an area that I'm interested in, but don't know where to start. Or D, a daily choice, actively seeking ways to improve myself. Number eight, when we talk about resilience in the face of failure. So when you fail, do you A, feel defeated and often give up? B, take some time to recover before trying again? C, look for someone to blame or external factor? Or D, analyze what went wrong, learn and try a different approach? Number 9, about new experiences. So how do you approach new experiences? A, with hesitation and I prefer to stick to what I know. B, with some curiosity, but I'm cautious about major changes. C, with interest, but often need a push to take the leap. Or D, eagerly as opportunity to learn and grow. And number 10, so for your personal development, how is your commitment? Do you A, rarely spend time or resources as I'm content with where I am? B, occasionally engage in activity but not consistently? C, I am interested but find it hard to prioritize or find the right resources? Or D, regularly time and resources to learn and improve skills? So now that you answer the 10 question, how many A's, how many B's, how many C's, and how many D's did you get? So if you have mostly A, now you may benefit from exploring growth mindset principle more deeply to enhance your resilience and adaptability. If you have mostly B's, you have some growth mindset tendency, but might still hold back due to uncertainties or a fixed mindset habit. If you have mostly C, you are on the verge of the growth mindset, but may need encouragement or strategy to fully embrace it. And if you have mostly D's, you strongly embody a growth mindset and actively seeking opportunities for growth and learning from challenge. Maria is really proud of her. I think she has mostly D's. Okay, so of course, your response, if you answer honestly, will give you valuable insight into how you approach learning, challenges, personal growth. So a growth mindset isn't about being perfect, but it's about being open to grow and improve. So if you found yourself selecting a lot of A or B, now you want to consider a new strategy to strengthen your growth mindset. So for example, if I give you 3, but you will have the complete list of 10 strategies to help you strengthen that growth mindset, is to persist in the face of setbacks. So when you are confronted with obstacles, don't give up easily. Use that setback as opportunity to learn and grow. So persistence will always show that you value growth over immediate success. Learn from criticism. So view feedback and constructive criticism as a valuable tool for learning, even if it's hard to hear. So reflect on the feedback without taking it personally and use it to make a positive change. And the third one, use the word yet. So incorporate the word yet into your vocabulary to transform a fixed mindset statement into a growth mindset. So for example, change I can't do this to I can't do this yet. So this small this small linguistic shift that can have a profound impact on your mindset. So all about small changes, but to change your mindset first, always wanted to grow, always something that you want to improve. So on that, I wish you a beautiful day with that growth mindset, and we will see you tomorrow morning. Bye, everyone.